98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and our Coast Social Network on the Best Mix in the Morning show is brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And on this morning's Coast Social Network, and really every Monday morning, we speak with Chris Frank from Cornerstone Alliance and to talk about what's going on around the community here that happens to be affecting our local businesses, organizations, and economy that make things keep rolling and turning. And so this morning, we have a really awesome opportunity to talk about some of the things that Cornerstone Alliance has been doing to help the Citadel. Chris, can you give us a little bit of an idea and introduce Susan for us?
Yeah, so during the pandemic, you know, the Cornerstone Alliance, we actually had to kind of shift the way that we traditionally do business in a sense. And typically, you know, we are operating under a more traditional economic development model where we're actually out attracting new business to the area and then working with our larger to mid-sized manufacturers trying to retain and expand their business in Southwest Michigan. Well, when the pandemic hit, we realized very quickly that we needed to shift and be able to support a majority of our small businesses. So our focus really became, you know, how can we assist these businesses in numerous areas? But one of the areas was how can we help them with getting grants and loans that were right for them, but then also walking them through that process? And that was what happened with the Citadel. So we actually worked with Susan and her team to get them, you know, some secured funds and be able to, you know, to see that they could continue to operate and serve our community as they've done for so many years. So we thought it'd be great to have Susan join us this morning, and she can really tell you what the Citadel is. If you haven't been down there, if you haven't checked them out, I really encourage you to do that. So Susan, do you want to tell us kind of about the Citadel?
Sure. Yeah, the Citadel Dance and Music Center has been in our location at 204 Water Street for music and 91 Hinckley for dance since our merger in 2008. And we are a 501(c) nonprofit, and we serve approximately 300 children, about 200 in the music department and about 100 in the dance department. And it's a pretty comprehensive program for all ages, actually infants with our kinder music program. And we have senior citizens who are doing music lessons and adult dance classes as well. And our programming is all year round. So when the pandemic hit, we had approximately 300 students, you know, in the program coming on site. And then all of a sudden, like so many other businesses, kaboom, right? So we're down. But we were really, really fortunate to be able to sustain classes and lessons in a virtual capacity, both music lessons, classes, and dance. And I would say we had about 85% of our students participating virtually. Of course, some could not, or, you know, it wasn't possible. But we were very fortunate, much more fortunate, I think, than theaters, symphony orchestras, and Broadway, et cetera, that cannot do anything. But by the nature of our programming being instructional and educational, as well as some performance programming, we were able to, quote unquote, survive with the help of Cornerstone and some other wonderful foundations in the area.
So, Susan, there's been a lot here said about what you all do at the Citadel, and it sounds like you're really saying, you know, in addition to some of the, I think, maybe lucky breaks that might have been given and where the executive orders, you know, went for an organization of your type, but Cornerstone Alliance has really helped be some of the difference maker here in keeping the organization running, and that's just pretty awesome to hear.
They were. I think the first phone call, well, we are aware of all the things that happen, you know, through the media and papers and so on. But Stephanie Sims from Cornerstone made me aware of a grant and was really encouraging the Citadel and some other, I'm sure, local organizations too, to apply for the grant, which was through the Michigan Small Business Relief Program. Now, we weren't, unfortunately, that grant didn't work out for us. But then Stephanie contacted me again and said, hey, there is this $50,000 loan opportunity. And, you know, you've already done a lot of the work when you applied for the grant. She said, I really think you have a good shot at it. So with Cornerstone's guidance, we applied for the grant, and hallelujah, we got it. So, I mean, that is just an amazing opportunity to help us sustain short term and long term, so we're very grateful.
And Chris, I'm sure your support at Cornerstone Alliance, of course, continues as we continue to navigate what's going to be happening here in the next several months throughout, you know, winter, and if vaccines show up, and what else might be happening for the community here. Cornerstone is ready to help out for anybody, including not just businesses, but nonprofits as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we encourage anybody from, you know, startups to existing businesses, you know, check us out. We have resources available to help you, not just through the pandemic, but as you said, at any time during your course of business. And we really want to promote and encourage the community. And, you know, to Susan's point with the Citadel, what a great outlet for these kids during this pandemic, just to have the ability to have some sense of normalcy or routine in their normal life, but then it's also enriching them in the arts. So we are really, really proud of being able to help the Citadel, and we want to see more things like that, you know, thrive in our community. So yeah, we're here for businesses of all types.
And what's the website address if folks want to get more information?
Yeah, you can check us out at gomichigan.com.
All right. Thanks very much, Susan and Chris. Susan is from the Citadel and Chris from Cornerstone Alliance this morning on the Coast Social Network. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.